Hi, I'm Dave Heller, the owner of the Quad Cities River Bandits, and I want to invite you to Modern Woodman Park, where you can enjoy championship baseball at really affordable prices. You know, our berm seats go for as little as $5 a ticket. Our general admission seats go for as little as $6 a ticket when you buy in advance. You can bring your family to the berm, lay out a blanket, have a great time, and show everybody what a great parent you are. You know, Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast is also very affordable. You can listen for free or be a monthly patron for just $6. Spread out a blanket and listen with your whole family and show everybody what a terrible parent you are. And now, enjoy today's podcast.
Hello there.
Well, here we are once again, ladies and gentlemen, at the Mississippi Valley Fairgrounds. It's Nacho Radio's Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast live at Uncle Norm's Fireworks. My name is Dave. I believe you know my partner, Darren.
I was saying to Dave on the way over here, why don't we ever do this in December?
Well, there is a window where fireworks are sold in December. I imagine you guys sell some fireworks in December, right?
Yeah, definitely.
We should introduce our guests, by the way.
Amanda and Kyle.
How rude of us. You know, we've been here a couple of times. Maybe you already know Amanda and Kyle, but we should introduce these fine people from Uncle Norm's and thank you for having us, by the way.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. There is a window in December where people can buy fireworks.
Correct, yeah. But we're open year-round over in Milan by appointment, so really it doesn't matter.
So let's say I want to do a fireworks show for a birthday in September. What are the legal issues there? Because if I hire you, it's cool. I just can't do it on my own. Is that how that works?
No.
I can do it on my own?
Absolutely.
I live in Scott County. Don't they have, like, rules about this? Or?
Ow.
I love it. All right. Well, if Uncle Norm's Fireworks is open both here at the Mississippi Valley Fairgrounds, is that a bigger tent than last year or about the same size?
It's a little bit bigger, yeah.
I felt it was. I felt like there was a little bit more selection this year. I had to actually stop my shopping because I got lost in the fireworks, and I couldn't decide, you know, what to get.
Right,
and
so you'll resume when we're done with this.
Because the part of the experience is, for me buying fireworks, and maybe this is an experience everybody has, part of the experience is, in my head, kind of planning the show I'm going to do in my backyard, you know? Like, okay, if I do this, how do I follow it up? It's like you're putting together a set list.
Definitely.
Does that
yeah.
make sense?
Oh, absolutely.
Speaking of set lists, went to saw Bush last mm-hmm. night in the District of Rock Island. Did you guys go to that show at all? I guess no. You guys can't do anything
busy.
This time of year.
We'd like to see those shows.
It was interesting. It was interesting.
In what way?
It was hot.
Well, we knew that was going to be.
And Bush did a decent job.
Okay.
Although, I will say this. One of my issues was they had a
did he have the man bun?
Yeah, he was all glammed up.
Did he have
Yeah. And, you know, look, I know there were a lot of women that were at that show that weren't there for the music. You know what I mean? At one point, they're doing Little Things That Kill. The Little Things from the 16th Stone album. And this was very cool. So I don't know if you've ever been to a Rock the District, but they've got the stage there set up in the intersection, and it's in front of the Daiquiri Factory. He is climbing through the crowd with a wireless mic.
Mm-hmm.
And then he climbs up on top. You know, the Daiquiri Factory has, like, that patio. He climbs up on top, and he's, like, hanging out.
He makes a daiquiri.
Yeah, well, he had about enough time. He could have. But then what was getting weird was he's up there on the patio singing, like, in the middle of the crowd. It was a really cool rock and roll moment. But then all these chicks are just grabbing his ass the whole time. And he's, like, going back there with his microphone, swinging the microphone, like, looking to break someone's hand, because he's had enough of it.
Huh.
And these drunk gals are like, give me that ass, Kevin Rossdale.
Cool the grab
I'll give
ass,
you a
huh?
Gwen Stefani and the nanny can't.
What did he get in a band for if he doesn't want that?
No kidding.
That's a good. Well, I imagine it is, you know, look, the guy's been taking care of himself, and he's got an ass that, honestly, I say this with a staunch record ahead of sexuality.
Really?
I would have taken a grab at it.
Are you sure about that?
It looked
that?
Great. No, I'm positive on
was
that
score.
Was
he in the pleather pants? And
no, it was just like regular jeans. Although he had like a weird thing where he was wearing a t-shirt, but like one arm was a long sleeve shirt. I don't know if that's his look or whatever.
Mm.
Huh. They had a lighting fixture right in front of the giant Bush banner in the back where they're playing, and they had a lighting fixture that was right in the B in such a way that the B looked like an R, and for half the show I thought, wait, am I at a Rush show?
Uh-huh.
Do Tom Sawyer! Why haven't you done Tom Sawyer yet?
Just do Limelight and I'm leaving.
Yeah, exactly. Do the trees so we can all spark one up and have a good time.
Uh-huh.
Rush fans know what I'm talking about. So the show was fine, although I will say this.
What?
None of us are here for your new songs, Bush.
No.
None of us.
Well, how long did they play? Being that it's a rock district, I can't imagine they played for 3 hours.
We left at 11:20 because we had to get home and
pay
a babysitter.
How was the rest of Bush? How are the other Bushes?
I don't know. I don't know that any of those guys were in the band the last time I saw the band. I think it's Gavin Rossdell.
Well, I mean, it doesn't sound like you're much of a fan then.
No, I'm not. I think they're fine. I like a lot of their stuff. I wouldn't consider myself a fan of the band.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to go to a concert if you think their music's okay. And, like, I'm not... There are a couple bands that I'm, like, ravenous fan of. And then there's these guys where it's like, I like their stuff well enough. And the wife bought the tickets, so why am I going to say no?
Okay.
So it was a good time, and we had a fun time at the show. And Gavin's, you know, he's got a butt that women in the Quad Cities just can't keep their hands off of.
I didn't know he was famous for his butt.
Good thing Amanda didn't go.
Right? Well, Amanda's wearing her U2 Joshua Tree tour T-shirt. Now, see, that would be a perfect show for me to go, and I just didn't get a chance to go last year, but that's my favorite record by them.
Are you? Oh,
yeah, absolutely. And you know, if you go to that show, you're not going to have to listen to anything off the last couple of records.
Exactly.
Let me ask you this.
The best of the best.
At a U2 show, are you allowed to touch Bono's butt, or at least just the edge?
Oh, I like what you did there, Darren. That's good stuff. I mean, you know what? I'm going to give it to you.
Yeah. Consider yourself zing.
Zing of the day.
Zing of the day. It's brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company. I don't normally listen to our podcasts. I just don't. But
you listen to them live every day, right?
Yeah, I've already been there. I heard it the first time.
I find that when I listen, there's a lot that I miss, though.
Well, that could very well be, because I was listening for a tiny little bit. I listened to the opening of one the other day.
Yeah.
And this is what we sound like lunatics.
Well, we are lunatics. Yes. I don't know how to tell you this.
That's why we listen to you.
Yeah. I was going
to
tell you this, friend.
You sound like a couple mental patients.
Well, I'll take it.
Uh-huh.
We're here.
I mean, it wasn't bad, but it was just... You're insane.
Yeah. No, there are times where we'll get done with the show, and then, you know, I have to put it together and put it on the internet, and I think, what the hell did we just talk about for an hour?
Uh-huh.
I don't even know. Goat yoga? Was that a thing we talked about?
Yes.
I don't even know what that means.
Did we?
Yeah, you brought it up,
yeah,
actually.
He brought it up.
Mm. Yeah. And then I think it got weird in a hurry. Weirder than you would think goat yoga would get.
Yes.
Who comes up with the names for the fireworks? Because the fireworks, I imagine that's done overseas, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes you can tell it's done by people who, well, I'll tell you my favorite right now that you have there. And maybe you two will be ahead of me on this one. There's something that I was looking at called wrestlers. Mm-hmm. And it's got two guys in full football pads tackling each other. Do they think that's what wrestling is?
They don't quite understand.
That's not wrestling.
No.
Lost in translation.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Right? Listen, the fact is they know how to make great fireworks. They may not understand our culture or our language.
I understand you guys are quite popular with the clergy.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
I was just going to pull that picture up.
Uh-huh.
So tell the story.
You need to share that with me.
Tell the story.
Well, yes. I wasn't here when it happened, but...
Do the bird.
Neither was I.
Okay, I'll tell the story.
You tell the story.
These two nuns come by yesterday looking for some fireworks,
uh-huh.
And it sounds like they got quite a bit. They're going to have quite a little show
well,
there.
Well, their favorite one they picked out was the 500-gram fountain called
Evil Priest.
Yeah.
Isn't that great? And then there was something else called, like, the Exploding Devil, and...
Devil rockets.
Devil rockets. And they're like, why don't you get these devil rockets? And the Mother Superior said, oh, I don't think Father would put up with that.
But he's going to be okay with devil priest.
Devil, you know, evil priest
evil
he's
priest.
Okay with. Yeah. No.
Because he knows.
Get it.
He knows.
You know,
at least he's still of the cloth, right?
Yeah, right?
He's
read, a little more voodoo. You
he's
know?
Read,
yeah.
the,
totally
he's read the paper.
Thing.
He knows it happens.
Yeah, the graphics are not of a Catholic priest being evil. It's like a voodoo priest. So there's a lot of different interpretations for that.
Sure. It only takes place in Haiti. Right. Gotcha.
So the 4th of July is on a Wednesday this year. This is the absolute busiest time of year for you. What so far has been the most popular thing that you've sold?
Oh, boy. Well, there's quite a few things. You know, our 200-gram cakes have been flying off the shelf. You know, the wide variety of them. Mother Lode was...
And when you say that, they haven't been, like, detonating.
No.
It's just been so hot out here, the things are just...
They spontaneously
combust.
I like that there's a sign, and I imagine it's a legal thing. Please do not shoot fireworks off within 300 feet of the tent.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's crazy that you have to put that up, but you do have to put
are
that up.
Are there people that just can't...
They can't make it to the car?
We had the races going on over here last night at the fairgrounds, and people were coming over during races and... walking back over doing some things we tell them not to.
Yeah, but, no. The race crowd? Oh, yeah.
They're a fun crowd.
I don't know if I've ever told this story, but we were at a...
Sure you want to?
Sure, why
Please
not?
Please do.
Okay,
why
good.
Not? No, this is a safe place. We made this podcast to tell stories just like this. We were at the Demolition Derby years ago, right over there at the grandstand here. We're at the Mississippi Valley Fairgrounds, by the way. Uncle Norm's Fireworks, open now from, what, 10 till ... most
yeah,
days?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Later every day.
As it gets closer till the 4th of July. And then after the 4th, you just pack up and head to the
How long
Rhode
are you
Island
open? How long will you be open?
We're going to stay over here open till at least Friday the 6th.
I was going to say, because I imagine some people will be partying on the 6th and 7th.
Yeah.
You know, because it's with the 4th falling in the middle of a work week, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm over there at the Demolition Derby. This has got to be 15, maybe even 20 years ago. And we're at the Demolition Derby having a great time. At one point... This kid that was sitting with us, we didn't know, he was, like, having this revelation, like, holy cow, like, we're at a Demolition Derby, and he's looking around, people watching, he's like, Mama, are we white trash? This is like a teenage kid. And he asks his mom if she's white trash. It was like, I couldn't believe, it was like I was watching it on television, but it was in front of me.
He's having an epiphany.
Yeah, this kid was like 14, 15, mm-hmm. looking
wait
around.
A minute,
and I mean, let me tell you something, there were really colorful people there, and yeah. I was one of them. But he goes, Mama, are we white trash? And she doesn't blink an eye. She goes, no, baby, we ain't trash. We got cable.
Nice.
And the best part of the story is the announcer, who was a salty old man.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, I'm not kidding. I'm exaggerating just a little bit for comedic effect, but this is the nuts and bolts of what his announcements were. Ladies and gentlemen, we're glad you all are having a good time out here at the demo event here at the Mississippi Valley Fairgrounds. I can't believe I gotta say this, but you got kids running around the grandstand. Would you put some goddamn shoes on these kids? We got a lot of these little bastards running around without shoes on their feet, and you people can't keep your beer bottles from smashing them. We got a lot of these little bastards running around with cut-up feet. So would you please, I know you ain't gonna mind your kids when you're here at the demo, but would you at least put some shoes on their kids and these goddamn bastards' feet? They're getting blood all over the goddamn gravel. It was essentially the announcement.
The biggest sticking point was the blood on the gravel. Yeah.
We got another heat coming up here in a couple of minutes, and you know Terry's in that heat, so that's going to be interesting. By the way, some of you didn't get the memo about putting at least some goddamn flip-flops on your kids. There are these little bastards running around, beer glass all over the goddamn place. It was phenomenal.
Didn't get the memo.
No, he just... And I can't believe I have to say this, to put shoes on your kids when you bring them out to an event such as this tonight. It's the best. The West End's the best end. I've been saying it forever.
Mm-hmm.
The big, giant red and white tent is up. You can come and get your fireworks. You said the 20-gram cakes? 200-gram cakes.
200-gram, yeah.
And these are all Class C fireworks.
Correct.
There's a Class B. That's something you got to be a professional to have.
Professional-grade shows, yeah. You see it 4th of July.
But with the advancements that they've been making in fireworks in the last 10 years, there's a lot of this stuff that's just as good as
absolutely,
Class B,
right? Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Might
yeah.
not notice the difference, maybe.
Well, actually, we've done a couple of shows here with Class C fireworks that we sell out of here. And, yeah, the people love it. And I got another one at the end of July here. That
so then, like, the Class A is like, what, an atomic bomb?
No, that's dynamite. that cord.
That's
yeah.
just dynamite. You don't ever put any dynamite shows on, do you?
Oh, every one of them. They're dynamite.
Wait a minute here. Kyle just got here.
The ultimate sing.
Brother, right. They're all dynamite.
Mm-hmm. I'm never going to hear the end of that.
With the advancements in the
guess
colors,
who got
though.
The sing of the day and who didn't.
Chalk one up for me.
Wait till next year.
So the colors.
I got some dad jokes, too.
The colors are more vibrant than ever. That's one thing that I've learned in the last couple of years.
And the patterns that they make, they're, you know, a smiley face looks like.
You got any baby reveal stuff in there?
I'm glad you brought that up. Yes. So that would be something you could buy, like, if you know someone's pregnant now, and maybe they're not having the baby till December or January, or I don't know what the gestation period is for you people these days. It's none of my business. You can get one of these things where it's a boy or it's a girl, and you can reveal the gender in your backyard with fireworks.
Absolutely.
They should have like white smoke as well, too. It's like, we're going to do this baby reveal, and so that you go ahead and do the thing, and it's like, it's not blue, it's not pink, it's just white smoke, and basically the deal is, listen, We're going to find out when we have the kid, okay?
Surprise. Okay, no surprise. Okay.
So we're having a gender reveal party. Yeah. A bunch of people over there. We're going to say, you know what?
You know what?
It's none of your business what the baby is.
It's none of your business. You'll find out like we do when the kid comes out.
We're tired of you asking us what we're
exactly.
having. What we're having is white smoke in the backyard.
Uh-huh.
Now I'll thank you all to leave the property.
Yeah.
The show is over.
Exactly. Get out of here.
Thank you for the lovely presents. Now get out of here.
We had a friend who did that on Facebook. He did a video of green smoke just to fool everybody.
We're pretty sure the baby's dad is a Martian.
It's a Martian.
Yeah, my wife was impregnated by a man from the planet Venus. That's not good news. I've got the top five things here. Should we start getting into this?
And yes, I think Shape of Water should have won. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast.
Is he a Martian in that movie? I thought he was
a fish.
But is he a fish from like a different planet or just
no,
our planet?
No, a fish is green, kind of.
Did you see that movie?
No.
Okay.
No. No, well,
you have an awfully strong opinion for a movie you've never seen.
Well, it's just I think it's just basically making fun of fish for the most part.
2 hours of making fish. Well, they've had it too good for too long, if we're being honest.
They've had it pretty good.
Yeah, right?
Although I'm looking over there at that McDonald's, and all I can think about is a fillet of fish.
Number one.
Number one.
You got some ads?
I do have some ads. Should mention that the Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Here's an idea. Get your favorite latte and get it iced. Also, try a super tasty protein puck packed full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot iced and frozen beverages as well as whole bean coffee. And loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all natural oatmeal muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com.
Hello there!
If you'd like to reach out to us, use the Uncle Norm's Fireworks text line, 470-23-NACHO. Of course, two locations, the one that is just south of Milan, which we were at a couple of years, and this is year two of being at the Mississippi Valley Fairgrounds. They are open now from 10 till
10.
10
later,
essentially.
And
get here before 10. These people
they like to get some sleep.
Yeah,
get a little tiny bit of
I don't want any Nacho Radio Dave and Darren listeners banging on the door at midnight.
Not at that hour.
Last night it was 12:15 when
the last one came through. No kidding.
Uncle Norm's has the largest selection, and their inventory includes quality products from quality distributors, including Black Cat, World Class Brand, Showtime, and more. And, of course, all the fireworks are 100% guaranteed. If it fails, they replace it. Nobody else does that. The podcast, even though we're here at Uncle Norm's, is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak. But so much more. How about their capistrami, hot pastrami, Swiss cheese, Russian dressing, and coleslaw? Absolutely delicious. When you're there, mention Nacho Radio. You'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Love it. Number one.
Number one.
Well, podcasts very much in the news this morning as Stuttering John, who used to be on the Howard Stern Show for a million years.
Okay.
I guess he's got a podcast where he does prank phone calls.
Very 2018.
No, right?
Now, what would be the rule on that? Because you can't do
you can't do prank phone calls on the traditional radio,
but
on a podcast,
you can do whatever you want.
I guess you could.
Yeah,
maybe that's why he does it.
That's why he's doing it. It's like, wait a minute.
Well, he used to be on the Howard Stern radio show. Now he's got a podcast, Stuttering John, and the prank call he's airing on his most recent podcast that's making news is. He somehow managed to call Air Force One and talk to the president.
Wow.
Under the guise that he was Senator Robert Menendez. And he's just talking to Trump on the phone about a bunch of different things. It's a phony phone call between Stuttering John and President Trump on Air Force One.
Does he get him to confess anything?
No. It's a 6-minute call.
I did it all. Everything. Yeah. Everything you think I did it and more.
Yeah, so
I should be in jail.
Well, that's not what happened on the podcast there.
Well, but then I don't know why you brought it up.
Number two, a German guy is in trouble now. They think that this guy, for the last couple of years, has been putting poison in people's sandwiches where he works. 21 people have been killed as a result of this guy poisoning their sandwiches.
Not the sort of thing that happens at Capriati's.
No!
I should say.
No! Police in Germany investigating the premature deaths of 21 people going back to the year 2000. they arrested a guy trying to, he was suspected of trying to poison a colleague's sandwich.
So he kills these people just right off the bat, or he slowly poisons
them? Well, where this guy works in Germany, the company had a remarkably high number of heart attacks and cancers.
A lot of turnover.
56-year-old man was arrested after surveillance video showed him putting a suspicious powder on a colleague's sandwich. The powder contained lead acetate in amounts that would have been sufficient enough to cause serious organ damage. One employee was in a coma for 2 years and died. The rest of them all died, again, having just organ failures and heart attacks. And they couldn't figure out what was going on, and it turns out this guy was poisoning his coworkers.
Speaking of sandwiches.
Yeah.
Guess who's eating mayonnaise these days? Look at this big boy.
Really?
Look
true.
At this big boy.
It's true.
Oh,
yeah, it's true. Although,
it's a bold leap.
Someone chimed in on the Uncle Norm's fireworks text line, uh-huh. And I don't have it handy, or I'd give credit to the texter. But they were suggesting a tartar sauce, and then there was
that would be a tartar sauce right over there at McDonald's with your filet of fish.
Yeah, I don't know. Doing that, and then
lot on it though.
Yeah,
I'll
no
tell
things.
You that.
And then he was recommending some dip that was made with mayonnaise that was perfect for onion rings. I've never had an onion ring in my life, and I think that will continue. The idea of an onion ring is just not something I'm ever going to get on board with.
They're good.
They're like slimy on the inside.
No,
though, right?
not necessarily.
I can only eat onions if they're minced up real fine.
So you would like you'll eat fried minced onions.
Is that a thing?
I guess it could be.
It
sounds like it's going to be an awful mess.
That sounds like a chick flick,
but
like
I
the
guess
follow-up
you could
to
do
fried
that.
Green tomatoes. Fried minced onions. maybe that could be like the male version of that movie. I like it. But could we still get Dolly Parton to read, at least read for a part? Because I think she's wonderful. Number three on the top five things.
Three. Look, she got out of that movie?
I got to apologize. No, she's in Fried Green Tomatoes, isn't she?
She is.
Who am I thinking of? I've never seen it. I think it's Julia Roberts and every actress from the 90s in that movie. Is Julia Roberts in Fried Green Tomatoes?
It's basically a story about cannibalism, isn't it?
I don't think so.
Huh? Don't they kill somebody and eat him?
Is that what that's about?
Pass it off as...
Don't they?
You're asking the wrong guy.
Well, I don't know. I thought maybe you read the book.
Is it?
We'll just say that Dolly Parton's in there.
Don't they kill some? Don't they? Isn't there like revenge on somebody? And they don't they own like a barbecue place? And they end up barbecuing the guy?
I had no idea. I might watch.
Oh, it's quite gruesome.
I might watch that movie now.
It's quite gruesome.
Sounds like one I'd like.
Am I wrong about that?
All right. Well, let us know on the herring on the Uncle Norm's fireworks text line. Or email us, Dave at Nacho Radio,
yes,
Darren
tell us about,
at Nacho Radio.
Tell us about movies from the 1980s.
But I don't know if Dolly Parton's in it.
Dolly Parton's in Fried Green Tomatoes.
Are you thinking of Steel Magnolias?
Oh, I'm thinking of Steel Magnolias.
Yeah. This is Kathy Bates and Jessica Tandy.
Yeah.
Do they kill someone and eat them?
No, not in the Rotten Tomatoes description.
Okay. Well, then Darren is...
Well, it's a much better story if that's what they had done.
I would watch
Darren's
movie. I
would have probably watched it, yeah.
I would have seen it.
I'm pretty sure that's what happens.
Thieves, number three. Thieves have emptied the bank account of America's oldest living veteran. This guy is 112 years old. Family says they don't know how it happened, but somehow a thief got his Social Security number and his personal checking account numbers, and they basically cleared out this World War II veteran's bank accounts. 112-year-old veteran of this country. He was he volunteered in 1942, became a member of the Army's 188th Aviation Engineer Battalion, which was an all-black unit that served on various islands in the Pacific.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing that the worst thing that happens to you when you're 112?
Oh, I think it's terrible no matter what it happens, but I see what you're saying.
I was able to put off the worst thing that happened to me until I was 112.
Yeah, if you clean up my bank
through
account.
The war,
Yeah, I lived through the Pacific
Although
Theater.
It could very well be he does not consider this the worst thing that happened to him.
Yeah, I know.
He might
I
be just, like, oh, I've seen worse.
I just know that family members are shocked that somebody could do this to our nation's oldest
Maybe they didn't
veteran.
Know.
Well, yeah, they just found
they didn't
out.
Know, yeah, they didn't know who they were ripping off.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Would that have changed their mind, though?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Right.
No.
Hey, before you take all that money, know this. It's from the oldest living veteran in America.
He's had it too good for too long, I say.
We've been taking care of him.
Four.
Ah, veterans, they're the worst. There's this story here of a Wisconsin man who turned himself into the police. This is one of these guys that gets his jollies with upskirt videos.
Okay, so this is the cat that's got like mirrors on his shoes.
Yeah, well, he had a camera hooked up to his shoe.
Oh, even better.
32-year-old had installed a device on his shoes to take illicit photographs of women under their skirts. Now, I've never worn a skirt, and I'm the last person in the world to blame the
victim.
What
about a kilt? Never had a kilt on?
No, never. Not to say that I don't think I'd look great in either of them. But
what about a towel?
My point is this.
Ever worn a towel?
If you're wearing a skirt and you're in public...
Don't you have underpants on?
Amanda, maybe you're the one to ask this. If some guy is, like, sticking his feet in between your in between your legs...
You don't notice that?
Is that a dead giveaway, or...
Yeah, that should be.
Right? Like, hey,
weirdo, what are you doing with your foot?
Getting a little close.
Well, just stretching out a little bit.
I'm cramping up right now.
This is the best part of the story.
You stand right over here a second.
This idiot turned himself in, but no charges were filed. And the reason no charges were filed was he wasn't able to go out and do any upskirt videos because as he was installing it and going to do it for the very first time, the battery exploded in his pants.
Justice.
He had an explosion, had to go to the hospital for minor burns, and then disclosed what happened to a clergyman. The clergyman said, you need to go to the cops because you're a creep.
Oh, boy.
So then he handed himself into the police to report a sex offense. Now the cops are saying, well, since you didn't technically do anything, we can't file any charges. But
minor burns as opposed to major burns. Thank you, Larry Linville.
Did all you could. Upskirting, by the way, is a felony in Wisconsin.
Felony?
3.5 years in prison and a $10,000 fine.
Is that like the only thing that's a felony in Wisconsin?
That's the only thing you can do in that state.
That's the only thing that can get you really locked
up. That they frown upon. Absolutely. And finally...
Five.
Number five.
Michael Jackson's got a new song out this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
I guess Drake just dropped an album. A double album called Scorpion. That features unreleased Michael Jackson music. Drake does a duet with Michael Jackson. The song is called Don't Matter to Me. It's from a song that Jackson was doing, and then Drake added his own vocals to it. There are 25 songs on this new Drake album, featuring songs from Jay-Z, Static Major, and
Ty Dolla
Sign.
When does he have time to make a record? Isn't he always at the Raptors games? Well, I guess the season's
over,
isn't it?
Now, I think the way it works anymore is that people just drop records and you don't know that they're coming out. I mean, this guy put out a double album and nobody knew about it until it came out yesterday. And he's got a duet with Michael Jackson, and we just found out about it like, no, that record's out. Go get it.
Did Joe Jackson sign off on this?
Well, Joe Jackson is dead.
He is. Is she really going out with him, Joe Jackson?
Not the Joe Jackson that I would be sad about if he died.
Look sharp.
Evil Joe Jackson passed away since the last time we did a show. And when I texted the news to Darren, Darren's very thoughtful text back to me was, Joe Jackson, the horrible monster that raised the Jackson 5.
Uh-huh.
I texted something to Darren that Joe Jackson had died. And Darren said, very thoughtfully, I hope they bury him with the strap. The strap he used to beat those kids into superstardom.
It was probably in his last will and testament, I want the strap with me
I
go.
This is in accordance with Mr. Jackson's wishes.
Or the electrical cord. Cut the electrical cord off that iron. I'm bringing that with me. Because it's possible I'll need that where I'm going.
Yeah, a little defense mechanism.
Because when I see Michael... The discipline is back.
Michael's had it.
You've had it too good in the afterlife for too long, Michael. The discipline's back.
Michael's had 9 years to really work out down there
now,
and just channel his rage.
Now, let's do the song from the top again.
Those were your top five things.
The Dave and Darren Top Five Things podcast. If you'd like to reach out to us, use the Uncle Norm's Fireworks text line, 470-23-NACHO, Uncle Norm's Fireworks. The Milan store, as we mentioned, is open year-round by appointment. Call 563-349-2398 or 563-320-0897. Why would you drive to Missouri unless you're like a lunatic or anywhere else? Uncle Norm's has the largest inventory in the area with the best prices and the best product guarantee. Visit them at their Facebook page or at UncleNormsFireworks.com. Again, they're open from 10 till 10 and will be open through July 6th.
You go to Missouri and you get your stuff, and here's what happens. A quarter of it doesn't work, and guess what?
Mm-hmm.
They don't care. There's no guarantees. You're an idiot for coming to Missouri.
You bring it back and you guys replace it, right?
Yep, bring it back.
Here at Uncle Norm's.
We'll check it out.
Make sure that you know what you're doing.
Yeah, and we'll test a couple more just to make sure it's not a bad batch, and if it is, then we can report it.
Yep. Okay.
I imagine that happens every once in a while.
Once in a while.
Oh, yeah. But my point is, at Uncle Norm's fireworks, they guarantee
you're,
this stuff.
Yeah, you're covered. Yes. Absolutely. You're covered.
Yes. Nowhere else is going to make that promise for you. And also, we should mention this. These two live in the Quad Cities. They listen to the podcast.
They could be hunted down.
They're not packing up their tents and moving to another remote part of the country.
They could be
found. My point is...
They'll have to answer.
Uncle Norms, these are our guys. They've supported us since day one of the podcast. And let's make sure that we're
I remember
we're
Amanda
taking care
reaching
of.
Out shortly after the podcast in the two stations went up.
Right.
And they weren't even quite ready to advertise, but basically just let us know, hey, well, when it's time, we're there.
Well, so your support means a lot, guys, so thanks so much for having us. And let's make sure, Dave and Darren, listeners, that this is the place we get our fireworks.
This is where you get your fireworks.
Thank you, guys.
The podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. They are open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, starting at, they're open at 10:30 and then 11 a.m. on Sunday. Check out their fresh-cut deli meats and cheeses. Absolutely delicious. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. Mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
They've got a firework in there that I'm going to have to get. It's a big mug of beer. The frosty mug of beer. What does that thing end up doing?
We have to bring that back. Every year we have to get that. It's everybody's favorite.
Why wouldn't it be?
Every year.
Yeah. So people like it because of how it looks before it ignites or
both.
During, yeah?
During. It's a long-lasting fountain, yeah. It's
no one's ever tried
it's
to,
really
like,
colorful.
Like, accidentally drink out of it and then
well, my dad claims that after you've shot the firework off, the center of it is the perfect size for a beer can to fit right
go.
In.
Yeah,
so
you
you're not
go.
Pouring beer in there, no. But you're holding your can
that's
in there.
Your deal,
keep like this in mind this July 4th. Here in the United States, the beer is plentiful. You can have as much as you want. In Europe, they are rationing beer.
Now, what is... I heard this. That
there
people
is
are burying beer?
They don't have any CO2 over there. They've
oh,
run out of CO2. So beer rationing has begun. There is a carbon dioxide crisis that has hit Europe. Now, it's kind of hilarious because CO2 is something we all give to the atmosphere every time we exhale. But you don't want that in your beer. Certainly not from some European weirdo. No thanks. But, yeah, they are now rationing how much beer you can buy over there. The shortage of CO2 is the worst supply situation to hit the European carbon dioxide business in decades.
But aren't they famous for not having such carbonated beers?
No, there's a fair amount of carbonation. There's stuff. I know what you're saying. Yeah. There's some styles that lend themselves to be a little less carbonated, and some that they use a beer engine to get the carbonation in. So, yeah, I see what you're saying. But by and large, look, you can buy as much beer as you want here in the States. You can't over there in the entire continent of Europe.
I do.
I know you do. I know you do. And they're having real supply problems. And
I just took my cans back today, and I could put a kid through college.
We've got the World Cup going on over there.
Yeah, community college.
Everywhere.
Community college, maybe just the first semester.
You're going to Scott, and that's a handful of classes.
That's all they need now.
But it's taken care of.
Right. Over there in Russia, they've had they've run out of beer at all the places because they didn't. I guess they didn't figure.
Well, yeah.
I think the Russia,
you don't know that soccer fans drink beer.
Well, I think the problem is in Russia. They thought all these soccer fans are coming. They're going to want to drink a lot of our vodka because that's what we're famous for. You can keep your vodka. We're soccer fans. We want beer. And now they've run
Who's
out of
winning?
Beer. Everybody,
can I get an update?
Well, I'll tell you my favorite World Cup story was when South Korea beat Germany.
To knock them out.
To knock them out. And that meant Mexico advanced. Did you see the video of this?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
They stormed, the Mexicans in Mexico City stormed the South Korean ambassador.
Oh,
the consulate.
And just
they
carried
demanded,
him around?
They demanded he comes out. He comes out. They're chanting, Hermano, you are Mexican now. They're chanting it. And they're carrying around. And this ambassador...
He's having the time of his life?
He's having the time of his life. And then they're chanting, you're a Mexican now. You're a Mexican now. And he's just loving it. And he's like fists in the air like, yes, I am. And then they give him a shot of tequila. And they're yelling, chug, chug, chug. And he pounds it. And he's like, and the crowd goes nuts. It's my favorite World Cup story of the year.
So we're cheering for Mexico.
I've always been cheering for Mexico the whole time. But honestly, cheering. Ask me how many minutes of World Cup soccer, football, whatever you want to call it, I've seen.
You mean bonus?
Zero. I've seen none of it.
Where is that?
The States,
it on?
If the States isn't in the World Cup, it's on Fox.
Oh.
Fox spent like $1 billion to get the rights to it.
thinking the U.S. would be.
Well, yeah, usually we make it. But if the United States isn't in the World Cup, I have zero interest. You guys?
I love soccer. I play it, but I haven't watched 1 minute of it.
Right. Well, you've been busy.
Yeah, you've been busy.
I could have made time, but...
You got a TV in there?
No.
No.
I got the radio in here so I can listen to the Cubs, so that's good.
Well, there you go. That's at least you're not completely plugged off from
when
from
the Cubs play today?
Society.
That's a good question. I think it's a day
Jesus,
game.
Jesus, Kyle. You're just so focused on these fireworks that...
Let's talk about the assortment packages that you have in there, because that might be a lot easier for someone that is just looking to do... Look, not everybody wants to go crazy with fireworks. Maybe you just want to spend a couple bucks and have just a little something in the backyard. The assortment packages, I think, are pretty well thought out.
Give me the sampler.
Yeah.
The family truckster. That's been the most popular one, and the backpack for the girls, What a Girl Wants. They've been flying off the shelf.
The family truckster comes in a big plastic truck that you can keep afterwards.
And put your beer in it.
Our pal Joe was in earlier, and he said he's going to put a terrarium in there.
That's genius.
Joe puts a terrarium in everything.
It's like a see-through plastic truck.
But his terrariums are a little... Never mind.
Say no
There's
more.
There's no iguanas in there.
Look, we got fireworks legalized. We're going to get to the other thing. We're working on that.
We're working, 2020, we're working on it, Joe. We're working on it.
Joe, we're all on board. Yeah, Joe.
That's right, Joe.
You got stuff that makes a lot of noise?
Oh.
Yes. Lots.
What's the loudest thing then?
The loudest thing in there? Oh, we got a few different things. Some Roman candles and some artillery shells that makes a nice, healthy boom. Mm. Yeah.
Sets off car alarms.
Are people more interested in color, like nighttime stuff or daytime stuff?
Everybody's got their personal favorites. You know, a lot of people like the just straight boom, but more and more people realize you can get that boom and the color effect.
Yeah, I was given very strict instructions by the boy on what his expectations were this year for what we're going to be putting on. So I got to get back under that tent and make some purchases.
No, he sent you out there. Go get me my fireworks. I've got a pool party to go to.
Yeah, he's got a pool hang that he's at.
And the third graders call it a pool hang?
It's not a birthday party. Like the girl who invited him said, no presents. It's just a hang. So, yeah. He and a bunch of the kids on the block are going over.
Which is nice of her to say
house.
If it's not her birthday.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the situation is.
By the way, you can bring presents. That's not even your birthday.
Come on over.
The owner of the Cleveland Cavaliers is saying he can't wait for LeBron James to leave. Yesterday, the story was LeBron James is staying in Cleveland. Mm. Today, the story is the owner of the Cavaliers is like, get rid of this guy.
I thought he opted out yesterday.
Did he officially opt out?
He opted out, but having said that, that doesn't mean that he can't stay with the Cavaliers. He would just have to... He's just doing a different contract. Although he's already getting the max, I think, so I don't know what the difference would be, but he's testing the free agency waters.
Does anyone buy fireworks and say, like, I'm saving this for this special occasion? What are, like, special occasions that people get fireworks here at Uncle Norm's for?
Oh, absolutely,
I mean, the child reveal, the gender reveal thing would be a big thing, but weddings?
Oh, yeah, weddings, birthdays, bar mitzvahs.
Barbecues,
deaths,
family
even.
Reunions.
Funerals, I was going to say.
Funerals.
Go out with a bang. I like that.
Yeah. A while back, we had a guy that my dad knows. His wife had died, and she wanted to be sent up in the sky with a firework. So,
did they work on that? Did they make that happen?
Oh, yeah. The guy,
I read that Johnny Depp, one of the reasons is Johnny Depp has lost all his money. He spent $2 million to send the ashes of Hunter S. Thompson to shoot him off in a cannon.
Why isn't Hunter S. Thompson taking care of that?
Well, he was dead.
I understand that, but it was his idea.
It was his wish.
How about you pay for it, Hunter S. Thompson?
But does it seem ridiculous, $2 million for a cannon to shoot off somebody's ashes?
I mean, I would have taken half and done a great job for him.
You would have shot him off, and then there would have been a great light show for everyone to enjoy, a fireworks show.
No, the fireworks is going to look like your face when... You could do that.
Yeah.
You could do that.
Yeah.
You could
just get one of those generic smiley faces.
Yeah. Are there any new shapes this year? Like, I know that hearts are big and shamrocks. Are any new shapes this year that you guys are working on or that they've figured out overseas to make?
I don't know that there's anything new this year.
Well, shape-wise, but there's a lot more multi-effect, like multi-aerial effects, and the colors are
I suppose eventually
better.
They'll come up with, like, adult shapes.
My advice would be, okay.
I'm sure they already have. I'm sure they already have.
That's right, an X-rated firework
if
show.
If you're ever on
we'll work
YouTube.
On that for you. That's, we'll call it the Dave and the Nacho. No,
they, yeah, do no. these, they do these single
keep
shell
me,
tests.
Please keep no, me out of this.
Probably do.
That's a Darren
they
thing.
They probably do. On a singles cruise, you're out there in the ocean, and all of a sudden they're firing off all this stuff into the sky.
Well, we'll call it the Nacho Pack.
No, I'd rather you didn't. Okay. That does segue nicely into our final story here on today's installment. The giant swingers convention happening in Europe. It's happening in a very secret location, and the secret location, it turns out, is a field. Happening is somewhere in England. They call it three-day sex fest. They're saying it's a they're offering free sunscreen for all of the swingers. And yeah, they're all meeting. They say there'll be 700 of these swingers in a field in England this week.
Covered
weekend.
In sunscreen.
Yeah, that sounds like sounds horrific, right? And you can't even drink beer before you go to the swinger party. So I don't quite understand what's
they're
going on.
They're just hanging out in a field?
Yeah, that's what it says here.
It's 700, be buggy, right?
Yeah, 700 randy revelers expected to attend. They were told, "Do not tell anybody where this festival is being happening until 48 hours before."
Then no one's going to show up.
Well, there's that too. It's Vegas all over again, isn't it? Yeah, there are. They promised the festival goers privacy, but now there are roadsides leading people to the field where they're going to have their big party. So
and these people are herding.
That's leaving a bad taste in some people's mouths at the swing fest.
Just wait.
Uncle Norm's Fireworks again. Two locations. We are here at the Mississippi Valley Fairgrounds. You know, it's okay if you don't know a lot about fireworks to ask a lot of questions and have your questions answered. And you say, this is what we're looking for. Maybe you've just got a bunch of little kids, and you want to make sure you're picking out stuff that little kids would enjoy.
Like 100 years of experience, right?
Oh yeah, my something dad's like been that? In the industry for what 35 years.
What did you guys want to get mentioned?
Oh, well, we just wanted to let everybody know too that as members of the community, we support community projects. And we've had BACA, the Bikers Against Child Abuse, out here. We had a fundraiser for the Coin Center Volunteer Fire Department over in Illinois. So,
hey, how's it going?
Yeah, we donate baskets for charitable events. You know, yeah. People have brought to our attention. So, you know, we try to keep it here.
Yeah. Try to keep the money here.
And see, that's why you guys are the best. That's why this is the only place I'll get my fireworks. And everyone listening, make that your policy as well. Because the money stays here in the Quad Cities.
Yeah, that's not happening with these other pop-ups.
If you're listening to the podcast, we know there's a fair number of you that listen hundreds and hundreds of miles from the Quad Cities. You have no excuses. You know, you can find us on a map. Come to Uncle Norm's Fireworks and get your fireworks here and then take them wherever you're listening.
Make a day
absolutely.
Of it.
I'm just saying. Huh? Yeah, make a nice little day
trip.
Go see the
Quad Cities has lots to offer.
Yeah, well, we've got Uncle Norm's. Let's not get crazy with lots to offer. We got Uncle Norm's Fireworks, so that's
not happening. Let's not oversell this,
yeah,
Kyle.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I don't disappoint them too much when they show up. Uncle Norm's Fireworks, again, you're open until the 6th. The 5th? What did you
the
say?
Sixth. The 6th. Yeah, so
that
when
that
you
would
open.
Be Friday. Yep.
Friday, but you want to make sure you get here well in advance of the 4th of July. For me, the big fun is to buy it and then lay it out at home, and then the boy and I kind of figure out, okay, we're going to do this first, and then this first, and then this first. Now, we're only going to be shooting them off on the 3rd and the 4th. Although I feel like I should audition one or two things just beforehand. Absolutely. Just to be on the safe side.
Yeah.
And, you know, I want to have some idea what the show is going to look like.
Mm-hmm. Already today we've had a lot of people who were like, this is our 4th trip here so far this year.
Right. So is it that they are just keep adding to the show, or they can't help themselves?
They can't
get
help
home
themselves.
And they
gotta... It's a little bit of both, but mostly they're already shooting stuff off, yeah.
Sounds great. We're here at Uncle Norm's Fireworks again. Guys, thanks so much for having us.
Thank you.
Kyle and Amanda at Uncle Norm's. They've been on our side since day one. And this is the place to come and get your fireworks. Darren?
Again, if you'd like to reach out to us, use the Uncle Norm's Fireworks text line. That's available anytime, not just during the podcast. You can reach out with any of your questions or comments 24/7. Again, Uncle Norm's Fireworks. The other guys, they pack up after the 4th of July, and they're gone. Uncle Norm's Fireworks is family-owned, and they live locally. And the Milan store, as they mentioned, is open year-round by appointment. Call 563-349-2398 or 563-320-0897. Again, they have the largest selection, and their inventory includes quality products from quality distributors, including Black Cat, World Class Brand, Showtime, and more. And all of them are 100% guaranteed. If it fails, they replace it. Nobody else does that. The podcast has originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, and also 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Sandwiches, soups, and salads, cold and hot subs, and cap specials, including the Bobby Turkey Cranberry Sauce, Homemade Stuffing, Mayo, and more. Vote as the greatest sandwich in America. Get one today and mention Nacho Radio. You'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Perfect.
Raji.
All right. I guess we're going to be back on Monday. Is that the next time we do a show?
Monday is the 2nd, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be...
Do we say Monday or Tuesday?
No, Monday.
We figured this out on the ride over here.
No,
now
we'll
I've
be
already
back. We'll be back on Monday.
All right. Thanks again, Kyle and Amanda from Uncle Norm's Fireworks for having
Thank
us
you.
Out here.
Thank you.
Until we get a chance to do it for you again, hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock, guys.
Come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they